In today's episode, we're going to talk about how President Trump's economic policies will affect you. Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and president of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy to have you here. This is The Word on Investing. Today I'm going to quote a few times from a news group called Axios, and they're not the most conservative group in the world, so just realize they've got a little bit of a slant against President Trump. But still, I'm going to give you a few things they're calling facts, and that'll give us something to talk about, kind of a starting point. So I'm going to quote, Trump's tariffs will cause price hikes on these everyday goods. Okay, now think about this. Cars, energy, electronics, household goods, which about 15% of China's exports are household goods. Things like machinery, toys, furniture, sporting goods, footwear, clothing, textiles, and then food and beverages. Did you know 63% of our vegetables come from Mexico? 43% of our fruit comes from Mexico. 81% of our beer comes from Mexico. So, you know, maybe that's a good reason to cut down on the beer a little bit. But I don't know. I didn't double check their facts, but that's not quite as important because I'm just trying to get the main idea for us here today. But I think they're going to be pretty accurate. They've received quite a few awards for their reporting. So I think these numbers are going to be pretty close. Now, that sounds kind of scary if what you think is that by raising tariffs, it's going to raise the price of all of that, everything we just read. So we'll start by thinking about those goods where the prices may go up, certainly in the short term. And then here's another article. It was called How This Trade War is Different from Trump 1.0. So like, how is this different from when he was president the first time? Now I'm going to pop up a chart for you guys to look at, and it kind of shows right where President Trump did the tariffs last time when he was president for the first 4 years. And so take a look at that, and then they sort of estimate where it's going to be this time. Of course, you probably know that how you do the scale on a chart affects how it looks. They've tried to make this look really bad, okay, like it's going to just really be terrible. So keep that in mind. But just look at the figures on the chart. They're accurate as far as their estimates. But remember, it's just an estimate as far as this time because they don't really have a clue how this is going to turn out. So they extrapolated that and made some assumptions, and they made it look really scary. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Now, let me quote this article a little bit. It says, the Trump 2.0 trade war is already on a much larger scale. That is their point. Like it's going to be, they think it's going to be a bigger batch of tariffs than the first time he did it. And they're going to say, you know, that it's affecting many more products than it was in Trump 1.0. So the big picture here is that this time around, the president is choosing across the board tariffs instead of targeted tariffs. And so that, you know, they're thinking that's going to make a big difference. So their conclusion is that this increases the odds that the trade war will be more visible to Americans, disrupting supply chains, perhaps, and causing noticeable price hikes for certain items. Well, it is going to cause some price hikes. I don't know about disrupting supply chains, nothing like what happened during COVID, of course, but it just sounds pretty scary, and that's what they want it to sound like. Now, I'm going to quote him here. It says, when Trump took office in 2017, tariff revenue was around 1.5% of total U.S. good imports. By 2019, he had roughly doubled that to 2.9%. So he basically took the amount of money the United States makes from the tariffs from 1.5% of total good imports to 2.9%. Now, this is the first time he was president. Now, in the article, they said that if the across-the-board tariffs implemented on Canada and Mexico and China this week remain on the course they're on now, that that number could soar to 9.5%, and that's the highest since 1943. Now, remember, this is talking about tariff revenue that the United States makes. That's money coming into our country. And so instead of 2.9% the first 4 years he was president, they think it's going to go to 9.5% tariff revenue coming in. So that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Now, remember, that can offset some of the inflation that they're going to talk about. And so that's a good thing also. So now here's, they do say this, that this doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be an abrupt slowdown or recession in our country. The United States, they say, is a large country that grows most of its own food and generates most of its own energy. Now, there's another article by the same group, and this one talks about the macroeconomics of these new tariffs. These tariffs are larger, obviously, and they're going to be placed on America's three largest trading partners. And basically, he plans to implement 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, 10% on Canadian energy, and a cumulative 20% on Chinese imports. And the article goes on to say that if the new trade regime is sustained, it will likely mean somewhat higher inflation and lower growth over the coming years, according to economists that they look at, right? A Yale Budget Lab study said that after accounting for what other countries might do and what consumers might do after the tariffs take place, they estimate that the GDP growth is on track to be 0.6% lower this year than it would have been without the tariffs. All right, so not even a whole percentage point lower, but that's what they're saying. And then the tariffs will raise the year's inflation by, they think, 1% to 1.2%, depending on the extent of retaliation from the other countries. Now, that might affect typical households by $1,600 per year to $2,000 per year, less money that they might have to spend. Now, remember, this is a liberal group. They want to make this look as bad as it can look. And when you realize the fact that the tariffs' long-term effects are going to be really good for the country, even if they hit those numbers, I don't think it's going to be that bad for us to have a little bit of pain to get us to the place where we're not sending so many billions and trillions of our tax dollars to other countries. And now we balance the act a little bit there, where instead of us giving our hard-earned money to all these other countries all over the world, we are now taking in a much larger amount from these countries in tariffs. That is a good thing for our country. So remember, the whole idea of the tariffs is to bring manufacturing back to the United States, which means more jobs for our people. That's a good thing for America. And also, they kind of forget to sometimes account for the ways that consumers would substitute cheaper goods for those that are the hardest hit by the tariffs. And that's probably going to lower the amount of money that they think you might not have to spend this coming year because of the tariffs, probably as much as $600 lower than the numbers that I just gave you. So when you put all that together, we may be paying a short-term price to have a great long-term effect on our country and make it so much stronger, so that our military is stronger, our people have more jobs and better jobs, and our products will actually be better if they're made here. You know, if you're my age, you kind of remember what it's like when you have American-made products. Now, if you're listening to this and you think, well, you know, we may go through a little rough spot here, at least in the near term, let me get you to think about this. Why don't you go out to tradeway.com and check out our challenge? We have one every month. And when you go take a look at that, it's going to show you a way that through learning how to trade in the U.S. stock and options markets the right way, I mean, these strategies that we use have been tested in our family for four generations, now the fifth generation, actually. And so think about it. You can figure out a way to have great potential to create some extra income. And if you think you may need that because products may cost a little more because of inflation or some of these products being hiked a little bit because of the tariffs, then you know what? Maybe a little more income would help. So go out to tradeway.com and check out our 5-day Unlock the Stock Market Challenge. I mean, it's geared for people that really don't know anything about stock trading. We start on the ground floor and go right up to advanced strategies that can really help you out. If you learn to do this the right way, it makes a huge difference. And listen, I've been doing this probably longer than almost everybody out there teaching these things. I go out and kind of take a look at the competition. And a lot of times it looks to me like they've read three books on stock trading and now they're the expert and they're not even doing the things properly. So go out to tradeway.com and check this out. Now, listen, you may be someone who's traded before, or you may be someone who's never traded. But even folks that have done trading before, maybe even taken a course online or something, when they come to the challenge, they say, man, I've never seen anything like this. This is so amazing. So trust me, you need to check it out. We've been doing this for four generations, and actually trading with these strategies is not something we read in a book, okay? So these things are awesome. So let me end with this. If I were to sit down with some of my family and they asked me, what do you think about the Trump tariffs? How's that going to affect us? I would say, well, you know, people are saying that inflation is going to increase a little bit and prices of some products will increase. It's really a small amount when you look at the dollar amount that they would increase, even if they get that right. But you know what I think they're leaving out is when you take these tariffs that are coming in and we stop giving trillions of dollars of our tax money to these other countries that don't deserve it, it's just wasted in so many cases, that it's going to make the government where they can lower our taxes. And when they lower those taxes, it's going to be a much greater effect on your pocketbook for the positive than the couple of negatives that could happen because of a little bit higher inflation, a little bit higher prices on some products. Remember, you don't have to buy the products that have the higher prices. You can shop around. That negates some of that problem, and no one can predict inflation because the Fed controls that. We all know that. I mean, check out the Tradeway Challenge. You'll learn about that if you don't know about it. But so really, I'm looking at the taxes moving down. We know that Trump lowered taxes more than anyone ever had the first time around. He's going to do it even more this time. And he can do it because the trillions of dollars coming in positive income to the United States through the tariffs. They can take that much off of your taxes. And so I think the bottom line is go America. I mean, we're going to be in better shape than we've ever been in 4 years if all of this just takes place like we think it is and like it's headed right now. In addition to the tax advantages, take a look at this chart of the S&P 500. This was back when Trump was president the first 4 years. Look at that. I mean, it's moving straight up. People don't talk about that. But he's so good at economics, the country was doing better. Now, think about this. If you have 401k, which almost everybody does, or an IRA, and the stock market is going to do that again in the next few years, that's going to add to your bottom line, and they're not talking about that. So that's another reason that I think the Trump tariffs are not going to be bad. I think it's going to be great for everybody. Think about this. Go out to Tradeway.com and check out our 5-day Unlock the Stock Market Challenge. This gives you the potential to change everything in your financial life, because what we're going to do, if you've never traded, we'll go from the ground floor all the way up to advanced strategies. And if you have traded, we have so many scores and scores of people that come to these challenges and say, well, you know, I went out and took a little course on the internet. I've never seen stuff like this. This is not how they do it. I haven't seen it. Well, that's because we've been doing this in our family for four generations. So check out the challenge at Tradeway.com. That's it for today. We'll see you next time.